everybody, and welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, and that means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is going to be most appropriate for tonight's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. We get no advance notice, so it's always a wonderful surprise. We are having technical issues, and so we are on a cell phone until further notice. And because the Wi-Fi system and the Skype system that we have are not stable in our location, so we've had too many challenges. So we've gone to the cell phone, which worked great last week. And we are ready to go.
Hello, dear.
Welcome.
My name is Elo.
Elo?
Yes.
Is that E-L-O?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am Agartha.
Oh, from Agartha.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that is, for anybody who doesn't know, that's Inner Earth or Hollow Earth?
Inner Earth.
Inner Earth, okay. Can you tell us the difference between Inner Earth and Hollow Earth, if there is one?
Nomenclature, that's all.
That's all? Okay, but Inner Earth is really the correct name?
Yes.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Can you share with our callers and listeners your purpose in coming tonight to be with us?
I have come to ask everyone, without exception, to please observe the world and events and people, but observe only. Do not judge. You limit everything when you judge anything.
Yes, we do, and we as humans tend to do that a lot, don't we? Yes.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
And I'm saying change that.
Okay. Observe, be aware, but don't judge.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that's a very beautiful message. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for coming. So,
Cindy, are you there?
Hello. Yes.
Oh, you have to speak louder.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Well, I'm on high. It might be on your end.
We're okay. You're just really soft. So speak slowly, and I can, if necessary, I can repeat your question.
Okay. So, Elo, what do you do in Inner Earth?
What is the question?
What do you do in Inner Earth?
Yes.
I devise energetic formulas for various purposes.
Thank you. And how old are you?
How old are you, she's asking.
I am 179.
Wow.
Did you hear that? 179. Yes. Awesome.
Yes. My first question. I've read where Bush Sr. is the last domino to fall concerning the cabal. If this is accurate, when will he be removed?
She's asking, says Bush Sr. is supposedly the last big member of a publicly known big member of the cabal to fall. And when will that happen?
Before the month of May is out.
Oh, during May. Okay. Is it true that he checked himself into a hospital in order to prevent arrest?
Yes, but it wasn't successful.
Oh, it wasn't successful. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, so he's in custody somewhere?
Yes.
He is in custody somewhere. Okay. Cindy, do you have another question?
Yes. So you said sometime before the end of May for his removal.
Yes.
Does that mean off-world?
She's asking if before the end of the May, is it off-world or something else, I guess.
He has chosen to not choose the light, so he will go off-world.
Yeah, off-world.
Okay. By my understanding, David Rockefeller is still active, and when will he be removed from being able to do what?
She's asking about David Rockefeller, believing that he's still active, whereas I've been told differently. Can you speak to the situation with David Rockefeller?
He has fortunately left the planet.
Left the planet?
Yes.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you, thank you. That is a blessing. I wish him well.
And then my last question is about the French election.
Okay.
So is it going to be where the election cannot be rigged?
She's asking about the outcome of the French elections and probably what the result is going to be, if you are able to share that at this time.
Freedom is the new word for the planet. So there will be freedom in France as well.
Is that due to the election that is going to occur?
I think she's asking if that's a result of the election or it's just going to occur anyway.
It's just freedom is what is happening now. That is what is happening now.
Good. Good. Freedom is a very good thing. Be happening right now.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Elo.
Most welcome.
Bye. Bye, Mary.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, Barbara, welcome. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good.
Do you agree with the taxes that Trump will try to implement? Do you feel that is a very good thing?
To implement what? I'm sorry, Barbara?
The taxes. That Trump on the taxes.
Taxes on the people or on the bankers?
No. So he's going to rearrange the tax system.
Yes.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yes. Okay. Rearranging the
taxes. Is it all good, or will it happen? Will it be implemented? What? Or will the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and all those people stop him?
He will be successful.
And what is the time frame? A year? 2 years? 3 years?
11 and a quarter months.
So that would be in time for people to do whatever they will be it will be necessary to do for 2017 and early 2018, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, that's perfect.
Are we on the gold standard now?
Not yet.
When?
Before summer is out, Darwin.
Before summer is out? Is Nasara and Gasara real?
Will be.
When?
Think next February.
But it could be sooner if humanity, particularly Americans, wake up faster, could it not?
Possible.
Possible, yes, okay.
Trump and Melania, are they a real loving couple?
Are you asking, are they a real couple?
Loving
couple.
To each other, loving,
like
expressing, expressing great love. Because when we see things on TV and that, they don't seem to express their love for each other. It's mainly only business-like.
For that part of their lives, they're private.
For the TV, they have to be very businesslike. Is that correct?
That's what they think they need to do, so they're doing that.
And is it bad to have all his children involved in the White House, or is it a good thing?
Yes to both.
Yes to both. Okay.
So there's some mixed bag things in there, right, that are going to be revealed as time goes on, yes?
Yes.
Mixed, okay. And the RV, what is actually going on with the revaluation? Why is it taking so long, and why are there so many mixed messages about it?
There is a lot of disinformation being put out about it as to cause unrest in the people.
Now the stock market looks wonderful. Will that be taking a dip?
A small one.
A small dip? When do you think that dip will take place? Who is actually feeding the stock market all that money?
Investors, dear one.
Is silver a good buy to buy silver coins?
Precious metals are always safe.
I have some yuans. Should I cash them in?
If you need the money.
Well, I mean, are they going to be gold back?
The currency of your land is going to be backed by gold. That will occur.
Okay.
Notes
and
will
other,
be exchanged. One
other
for one.
Countries. Other countries will not be gold backed.
Not true. The world is going that direction.
Okay. I have to ask again. So much has been said about this Aaron Hernandez about committing suicide, or was it foul play?
Or was it what?
foul play?
The latter.
Okay. I have been manifesting that man, that wonderful man, for about 2 years. When will he appear?
Let me ask you, dear one, when will you allow it?
I have been allowing it. I have a picture. I drew a picture of him. I have all kinds of things, and he's not coming. So maybe I'm not supposed to meet anybody.
That is not true.
Well, when will he appear?
How it to happen?
What?
As long as you're fussing about it not happening, it will continue not to happen.
But I've been thinking good things. I've been thinking good things. I've been doing everything. And when will I move to Wisconsin?
July.
Okay. All right. I guess that's all the questions I have, Elo. And I thank you very much. And namaste. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Carol? Carol, we have Carol
on the line. I have had a lot of pain for a very long time. I am wondering if there's an energetic formula that you could give me that would help me with my pain syndrome. Restless leg is a large part of it.
I didn't hear this.
This is Carol in Kansas, and she has a lot of pain, has had for a long time. And she has, it's partly focused with restless leg syndrome also. And she's asking what she can do to alleviate.
CBD oil.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
CBD oil, Carol. A good CBD oil.
I can buy that anywhere?
The one you want to look for the highest quality you can. Some is better than others. It depends on how it's processed. But it's CBD oil.
So what does that stand for, though? I don't.
It's a big, long name.
In short,
CBD. So just type. Pardon?
Marijuana.
Ew.
Weed, medical marijuana, weed. But it's the oil is what has the value for the healing.
Okay, and some are better than others.
Yes, you want to get the highest quality you can that's available to you.
Okay, and there's going to be a benefit in my honor. Saturday at the community building here, I'm asking for blessings for everybody involved in that. And I have been told it would be, plus if I would attend at least a little bit of that benefit.
Okay, there's an event this Saturday close to you. So it would be beneficial for you to attend at least a portion of it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. And can I ask that this be successful?
Would what be successful, Carol?
Pardon?
What's your question again? What's your question again, please?
Can I ask if this will be very successful.
The event will be successful? Will the event be successful?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, my husband would like to quit his job and just stay home and take care of the property here that's a real mess. Will that be possible after this event?
On a small level, yes.
So he'll be able to do it somewhat.
Correct.
But it'd be better if he kept his job at this point.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, CBD oil, okay. And then I just rub this on my body so many times a day.
Three? Yes.
Okay. And how long will it take for that to make a difference?
12 days.
12 days, wow. That would be wonderful. All right, I thank you very much.
Most Any welcome, questions? Dear one.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Okay, we are having the pleasure of speaking with Elo, who's from Agartha, and he has come to ask all of us to be observers of the world events and people and so forth. Judge those things. Observe, yes, be aware of what's going on because there's so many changes happening, and better to know what's going on but not to judge the events. And I would like to ask to look deeper beyond the surface. If you're reading or listening to the major media, you're not getting the truth, and the truth will be something below the surface of what they're saying, or they're just plain outright lying, depending on what the issue is. So that's the major media's job, they think.
Just to just stay away.
Just stay away from the major media. Go alternative.
Yes.
And there's a lot of disinformation out on the alternative as well, because the cabal is in its last really death throes, and they're doing anything they can to throw a monkey wrench here and there. So I've recommended 3 websites to check, not that they're perfect or that they report everything that needs to be reported, but among the generally available websites, of which there are many that have some truth, these are 3. One is Rumor Mill News, rumormillnews, they're all .com. One is Starship Earth, The Big Picture, Starship Earth, The Big Picture. And I'm trying to remember the 3rd one that I recommend to people. I've put this out in email. I can't remember the 3rd one, right? Oh, Veterans Today. VeteransToday.com. And again, they're not all perfect, but they're definitely among the best.
Do I have a better one yet?
Oh, yes?
Yes. Check in with yourself.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Because your heart knows the truth always.
Always.
Yes. Okay, good. Good. So let me give some phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line and you would like to ask a question, which we would love to have you come on and do, the major line is toll-free to 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate line is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And again, we have the pleasure of Elo from Agartha today. Thank you so much for being here, Elo.
My pleasure.
Okay. Until we get another caller, may I ask some questions?
Is just saying goes, will the sun come up
tomorrow? I love that saying. You guys all use it. It's great.
Thank you.
Okay. Ronald Bernard, the Dutch banker, who has...
Brave one.
Very brave one. Okay. I can imagine that his plan is hopefully to go viral so that the cabal has great difficulty in taking him out because it'll be so obvious what they will have done. And I'm certainly doing my part to send out the emails that I've gotten. I've sent out several with interviews.
Great.
And it's he's so genuine. He's obviously telling the truth about his experiences. And if there's anybody listening who has not seen Ronald Bernard's interview or anything, please email me at myfoundation@fastmail.fm, and I will send you those. Okay, that's myfoundation@fastmail. It's fastmail.fm, like fast mail, because it's a totally genuine experience of growing up in a situation which could have been Illuminati because he was treated badly by his parents and allowed him to compartmentalize his brain until it came to hurting children. And then he said, no, can't do that. So his career took a detour. But what he tells about the process of getting to his position is really important to understand.
And you have to know the guy is genuine when you hear his embarrassment at having gone where he went.
Yes, he's totally embarrassed. Now that he's awake, he's totally embarrassed.
Yes.
And it's childhood damage, emotional damage, that allows people to go to a place where they don't have the compassion and empathy that... average people have, and many people, not all. And that's what the Illuminati does, although he didn't grow up in an actual Illuminati family, I don't think.
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Gotham Shield in the New York, New Jersey area has so far been, from what I've been told in emails, not up to date, maybe a non-event. Kind of? Nothing really happening?
Nothing visible.
Nothing visible. Can you elaborate on that?
There are shields and weapons in play that are not obvious to the people.
Are you talking about electromagnetic stuff?
I am.
Okay, energetic stuff. Okay. So instead of weapons on the street, they're using things that people don't readily notice.
Correct.
Okay. Has the use of those dropped below what they anticipated because there's been publicity?
They're being careful not to be noticed. But they are using
them. Being careful not to be noticed. So they're not being as aggressive as they might have been if there had not been any publicity.
Right.
Well, that's good. The more the word gets out on this stuff, the better.
Indeed.
Okay. Is it true that Mike Pence made a trip to Indonesia to get money to run the corporation, and his whole Eastern trip, shall we say, was focused on that, or is he really a good guy?
It's true that he went to get money to run the corporation. It's also true that he didn't get it.
Right, he did not get it because they've become too smart, right?
They can read the handwriting and all.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So then Pence was put in by the dark side, so to speak, to try again to be an influence on Trump to keep him from being effective.
Yes.
So Trump's got people around him that are not serving the people. Is he waking up to some of those and beginning to look at firing?
His eyes have always been open.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, this is the reason for trapping those he's trapping.
Oh, I love that. And was that true about the Dodd-Frank and the corporate tax avoidance stuff that he rolled back, that he's setting a trap?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good. All right. Yes, we have a caller. I'm sorry, I did not get your name.
This is Carol again. I just talked to the channel, and he recommended the CBD oil. And
yes, Carol.
I'm wondering if that is to be used externally or internally.
In this case, externally.
Okay. And internally wouldn't be much help.
I didn't say that. I'm saying that for your particular situation, external would be better.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's all my questions. Well, thank you.
Namaste.
Okay, Carol. Thank you. Okay, well, that is good news about Trump being aware. I believe there are areas, specific areas, like with the water protectors and some others, that he's not quite up to speed on what really needs to be done. But look at the huge job on his, I mean, that desk is 20 feet high.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes.
So.
He knew it would be.
Yes.
He didn't go in blind.
Yeah, unfortunate. Well, that's fortunate and unfortunate, but bless him for taking on this awful, awful task. Okay, Cobra, it's my sense always that he's been working for the right and doing the best he can in his circumstances. Is that true?
That is so.
Yes, and anybody who says otherwise is obviously not up to appropriate speed.
Or working for the other side.
Or dark. Okay. Okay. The chiropractor in Texas, a Dr. Lowry, that went missing, has he been found yet?
No.
Okay. But he has been taken out by the cabal?
Unfortunately. That's true.
Yeah, because he was a really good guy, was he not?
Yes. That's okay. Why he was taken out.
Taken out, yes. I dearly hope that they will stop this pattern soon and stop taking people out. Does not serve them. They're going down anyway.
They don't believe that.
Well, that's unrealistic of them. But that's the way it is, right? But most of them now are convinced, are they not? It's just the ones that are left that don't believe they are going to lose, or they have lost.
The ones at the top of what are left,
yes,
are taking an oath.
Yes.
That they will die rather than quit.
Yes, the blood oath. Many of them at the top took blood oaths, did they not?
Yes.
And so it's not just an oath, it's a blood oath.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Not quit, no matter what. Okay. We're soon going to be faced with buying a car that two of the people involved with this will be probably sharing initially. And we are wanting to go electric if that's the best choice at this time, or a Subaru, which we know would work just fine under the current circumstances. Can you provide any guidance? Or are we going to be able, if we get the Subaru, change it over to electric later with a kit? Or is it better to do the extra work we probably have to do to get appropriate electric here, like the Chevy Bolt, which isn't stocked here?
Bolt.
Yes. Okay.
Get that and ship it over.
Get the Bolt and ship it over.
Yes.
Okay. And meanwhile, if it hasn't arrived, we can rent them a car.
Of course.
They need it. Yes. Okay. Okay. So it's best to go electric cars right now unless there's a real reason somebody can't when they're getting a new car. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And yet there's still some pollution involved because the electricity has to be created at this time.
And that's an issue that you're going to have to address as well.
Yes, because we need free energy from all these wonderful boxes that are going to be available shortly, I hope.
Definitely.
Provide freedom. Okay. There's a man named Richie from Boston that I did not know about, but he I saw a video of his today, who's working on exposing information, waking people up. Particularly, he talked about the playbook for all of these false flag events and how it's all the same, every single one of them, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, he really.
Why mess with success?
Well, except there's a lot of people waking up now, but they have had a lot of success. And then he talked about Samsung actually putting out a warning that all of their devices, or at least a major portion of them, have microphones. And so they did actually print that in their instructions?
They did.
Were they required to do that, or are they trying to at least be good guys sometimes?
The latter.
Okay, so they're trying.
Yes.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. Welcome, Cindy. Cindy, you there? Hello? Cindy, I'm not hearing you at all.
It's got to be the cabal. Can you hear me now?
Barely.
Can I send you a text message for my question?
No, I can't read my texts right now because I'm on that phone.
Okay. I'm yelling so you can hear me.
Okay.
Harp. H-A-A-R-P. It's being shown from satellites that they're still they're still working. Will it be soon where those are not working anymore?
I missed the very first part of your question. Satellites, are you talking about?
Okay. HARP. H-A-A-R-P.
Okay.
Yes. When will those stop? What?
Are you asking if the HARPs are pretty much gone or when they will be?
Yes.
Okay, the HARP electromagnetic systems that the cabal has used around the planet.
They will be pretty much gone by Thanksgiving of this year.
Okay. They have cut back on their use, have they not? Or some have been disabled?
Some have been disabled already. The rest will be.
Okay. Are the Galactics doing that, or the White Knights, White Hats, or?
Galactics.
Galactics, good. Okay, Cindy, another question?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, I changed the setting. Okay, thank you very much. That was my only question. Thank you, Elo. Namaste.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Okay, very good, Cindy. Thank you. Lauren, welcome.
Okay, I hope this isn't a really selfish question, but I'll be moving pretty soon towards Sedona, Arizona, which to me seems to be a very special place to me. And I've been sick a lot the last few years. I've been around really negative people, and I'm pretty excited, but I'm just trying to get some guidance about what the heck is the purpose of my life? I mean, I remember coming here full of so much love, and it hasn't been lovely. So I'm just looking for some direction.
Okay, you're talking about moving to Sedona,
sharing
what you consider a good thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I remember living there before thousands of years ago, and I just respond to it.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to find out. I feel like I'm moving into a new phase of my life, and I'm trying to find out a little bit more about what my purpose is.
Purpose.
Dear one.
My purpose? Like, what kind of work am I supposed to do here?
You can help people. You can help people with their writing.
With their what?
Writing.
Writing?
Writing.
Okay. I had before Trump got elected, I had a huge series of dreams about him. And some of those, we seemed to be very close. What was that about? Is that really happening? All of a sudden, it's like I had a dream he went on an airplane and I never saw him again.
I was not able to hear what it is that happened. The series of something.
Dreams.
Dreams about Donald Trump, and they were very real. I was first shown how he had protection. I saw his face up close. He was very angelic and sweet. But then the last dream, he went on an airplane, and I didn't dream about him anymore. And I'm just wondering what was going on there. Was I helping him, or have I known him before?
Your intent was to help him
mm-hmm.
because of what he's trying to do.
I've spent the last several years trying to understand what's going on in the world. What would help me? I have peripheral neuropathy real bad, and I have anemia.
Hyperbaric oxygen chamber.
Do you know what that is? Hyperbaric oxygen?
Oh, hyperbaric oxygen? Yeah.
Yeah. Hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Get in there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how I can help people with writing because I used to write. I think I used to channel in my writing, but I haven't been writing. Okay. Well, thank you.
You definitely have the ability to help people with their writing.
Okay, that's something I don't know about yet. Okay. That's a new direction. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Lauren. Okay, Cindy, you're back. No, Carol. Carol, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I have a question. I have a brother who is 82, and he's legally blind, and he's just been diagnosed with encephalitis. And I think that's also a problem with other brothers and sisters. Do you have any advice or anything that might help that condition?
Probably. In your talking, you were saying probably something, and I didn't catch the something.
A brother, mother, right? An encephalitis?
Yeah, he was just diagnosed with encephalitis. He's legally blind. And apparently maybe some other brothers and sisters also have this same condition.
And your question is?
Do you have anything that would help that energetically?
He needs specific kinds of sounds that will help him to reintegrate himself, so to speak. Tibetan bowls, crystal bowl sounds would be very helpful to him.
I don't think he's familiar with any of that, but I'm sure he's probably willing to try anything at this time, so I'll pass that information on to him. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's see. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our callers and listeners beyond what you have already at this time?
Well, I will share with them since you're here. And my question is for you.
Okay.
Are you ready? You've got a ton of work coming. Are you ready?
I know I have a ton of work coming. We have a ton of work coming. And I'm, I guess, as ready as I can handle right now. I have a couple of other things, administrative things I need to complete. But do you see the immediate work starting in the next few days?
The immediate work I see starting next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So that we would be in a position to start making the real estate stuff happen, which is pretty much number one on getting
actually number two.
Number
pretty,
two?
Pretty close.
Okay. What's number one?
Some checks.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of checks to write. But I can do that in between the daytime real estate appointments. Yes. Yes, we have a lot of checks to write. Yes, I know that. But I don't feel like putting off the movement on the real estate specific ones.
Oh, I wouldn't suggest that.
No, just because I have the checks to write, because I can do that. Yes. Okay. So by next Tuesday, you see.
Yes.
So that means Monday night would be the crediting situation going on, if not sooner.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes, so I I will be happy to have it get started. Yes, it's going to be a lot of work. But the waiting is worse. We have a kitty that wants to go out, so he's scratching at the door.
You call him a kitty? When he's the commander of the universe?
He's commander of the universe, yes.
Oh, my.
And master teacher and many things.
Yes.
He's a channel. He's a healer. He's
an ambassador,
and he's bored out of his mind without having a bigger yard to run in.
Yes.
So he's having as many challenges as we are in more in this temporary situation.
Yes.
Yes. And I think our other cat has also now caught that energy, unfortunately.
He's caught up.
Yeah, he's also...
Yes.
Not happy about a bigger yard and so forth and more freedom.
Freedom, yes.
Yes.
Freedom is the word.
Freedom is the word, is it not?
Yes.
Cats and otherwise.
Yeah.
Yes. So true. Okay. But I guess he's hanging in there with us. It won't be that much longer. I believe he does understand that he's getting a bigger house and a bigger yard very soon.
He does.
And he's just as rightfully more impatient even than we are.
Yes, he is.
He is, but he is a magnificent, magnificent animal. Okay, there's one other source that can be very good, and that's John Rappaport and his articles that come out. He hits many home runs. Not everyone, but many.
Not everyone, but most.
He's very, very good. So that would be nomorefakenews.com, I believe, if you want to check out John. It's J-O-N, Rappaport, a P-O-R-T, so you don't pronounce the port part. It's Rappaport. Check out his articles and his website. Okay, I think that's our time for today. Pretty close to it. And I thank you so much, Elo, from Agartha. We are very honored, and we look forward to being able to meet you all when you can come to the surface safely and in the open. I have a feeling.
Amen.
Yes, good. I have a feeling a lot of you do come and help, but in a more hidden way.
Because it's not safe at this point in time.
It's not safe, yes. All right. Same with the Galactics, who actually come to the surface to help.
Yes.
They have to hide until it's safe. Is that ability to visit going to happen this year, 2017?
Do you mean visit in the open?
In the open, yes.
In the open? Maybe towards the very end of the year.
If Americans, especially in humanity, wake up enough.
Yes.
Because we're...
So, everybody wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Because we're a big controlling factor on this, are we not? And why it's been delayed and delayed
Your
and delayed.
Consciousness.
Yeah.
Humanity's consciousness has a huge influence.
Yes. Even though we've come a long way, it's not far enough by any means. Right.
But it has to get there.
It has to get there.
It has to get there soon.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go, people.
Good. Yes.
Yes.
Step up.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so very much, Elo. Many blessings and namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.